good afternoon. Good afternoon. Are you settled down now on the phone? There was some people had some difficulty getting settled down on the phone. We're going to be reading from the Zohar from the Parsha of Hukat, section 3. This is the ordinance of the Torah, part 2. It's a rather short Zohar section, but I'm still driving to where I'm going in Sacramento today, so I don't have all that much time today. We're going to start reading at verse 16. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu kononei aleinu maasei adeinu kononeihu. Zot hukad ha-Torah, zot da'at kayama, dila itbarash da min da, dihre, zeu minukva, ayel, lid kar vi'ad, Shamor v'zakor kachada mitchabram hukat hatokutora hok hatora mibane lema hukat. This is the ordinance of the Torah. The word this, the word Hebrew, the Hebrew word zot, which is feminine form of the word this, is the sign of the covenant. Since the sign of the covenant is called Zeh, which means this in masculine form, and they have not parted from each other, that is the word Zot, which is Malchut, the word Zeh is included in Zot, which alludes to Yesod. And that indicates that Yesod and Malchut do not separate from each other. From the female, we enter into the male. Therefore, keep and remember, the secret of the male and the female are connected together. Yes, in the verse, the ordinance, the Hebrew word is hukat, of the Torah, it should have said hok, the law, or the male form of the word. Of the Torah. What is Hukat? The Zohar is asking this whole idea of Zot, Hukat, are both feminine forms. And he's saying, since male and female are always together, what is this idea of two females? And he's raising this question in a very odd way of asking the question. Verse 17. Elahu kat vadai ve'okim na Hashem da havat v'ha itmar aval taf hu dalet v'nun Mechubar bachada da, the nun ha itmar, nun amaikre haki, the nun elachada, the lotono ish et amito, the chashtaya type. The chashta. Ki biantacha nehirin biavda ona'a libne nasha levatar machya kechivya v'shvatze v'katil v'imra Lo Balta Aven Vialda Haki Kre Benun Deet Mar Yale Tafkola Kakada Dalit Nun Dalit Nun Nun Resh Resh Vidalit Had Mila U Vatvan Galifin Inun Hok Vetaf The Kola Admila. He responds, Malchut is assuredly Hukat. And we explain that K is Dalit. And we were already taught the meaning of the Dalit. However, Tav is a combination of Dalit and Nun. And we were taught why Nun is called this way, meaning spelled with the letters Nun Vav. Nun. He responds, it is only as it says, you shall not therefore defraud one another. Since Nun is from the linguistic derivative of fraud, the Hebrew word for fraud is ona'ah, aleph vav nun, aleph hey. Now she seems to be with a happy, delightful face. However, she defrauds human beings since following this, she hits like a snake. Destroys, kills, and says, I have done nothing wrong. The Hebrew is Aven, Aleph Vav Nun. Therefore, she is spelled Nun Vav Nun, derived from fraud, which is ascribed to her. The Nun, the Tav, is altogether composed of Dalit and Nun. Dalit and Nun are also similar to Dalit and Nun and Resh, since Resh and Dalit are the same thing. Both mean poverty. And with engraved letters, Hukat is composed of the letters Chet, Kof, which means law, and the Tav. All is the same thing. The verse is answering the question of why it's spelling Zot Hukat. The male form of chok, which means ordinance or law, it's a law that a human being is not supposedly not capable of understanding. Chok is chet and kof and kuf, and then hukat brings the feminine ending of the tav. And when we look at the Tav, we see that Tav is spelled with a Dalit and a Nun representing or spelling the word Din, which means judgment. The Tav is the end of the Hebrew alphabet, and the end is always Malchut. So we see how everything is coming together to explain why the Torah writes Hukat, because it's showing the unity of Zeronpin and Malchut, because the male member has two parts, the crown and the stem. And the crown always remains with the female. This is part of the Kabbalistic teachings and training. It's something that's very, very important. It's how Malchut remains unified with Zeronpin through the Yesod, the male member, because of this condition that it's still unified through the crown. Does anybody have any questions? That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
You have a beautiful day, and I'm sorry it's a short Zohar today, but it's better a little bit than nothing at all. God forbid.
You made it safely.
Thank you. Bezrat Hashem, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.